In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today we have the feast of Saint Martina, and she is already a third Roman virgin and martyr after our recent feasts of Saint Agnes and Saint Emerenciana. Martina was a very popular name in Rome because it was very popular for the families to give this name to their daughters, because that was the feminine form of the name Mars, who was the pagan god of war. So many Romans, especially in the military families, loved this name and gave that to their daughters in honor of this false god of war. But Saint Martina, she herself was a fervent Christian. She came from high society, but very early on she decided that she wanted to be poor for our Lord Jesus' sake. So she distributed to the poor all her immense riches and wanted to dedicate herself in worshipping the one true God, Jesus Christ. When it happened that it came persecutions again in the city of Rome, and this happened in the early 3rd century, Saint Martina was caught of being a Christian, since no authorities could allow Christians to go around their lives in peace. She was given the command to order a sacrifice to the idols, that is, to the false pagan gods. But Saint Martina, who loved Jesus so much, she very firmly and steadfastly refused. She knew that it would be a terrible sin and breaking of the first commandment to offer any divine glory or sacrifice to dead idols. So because of this, the judge who was handling her case became very angry, and he ordered Saint Martina to go to be tortured in incredibly cruel manner. Then she was so cruelly mangled that she was bleeding all over, and finally she was left for the beasts to be devoured. Several men, when they were witnessing her cruel torture, they were very struck by her braveness and strongness in staying faithful to the true God, to the Catholic Church, and to her Christian faith. They were so impressed that these men became Christians themselves, and when they refused to give up their new true religion, they were martyred as well. While Saint Martina was so cruelly tortured, all the time she prayed. No matter what the tribulation of us Catholics might be, we can never lose the habit of prayer. So Saint Martina prayed, and God heard her prayers and answered in a most miraculous way, because there became a big earthquake to the city of Rome, which destroyed many pagan temples. In this way, everybody saw that the humble prayers of this poor girl, they were more powerful than any false pagan idols and their great temples. When people were witnessing the sufferings of Saint Martina, they also saw the milk flowing from her wounds together with the blood. And so impressed were they of this, that people started to really talk that is Christianity, is Catholicism truly the true religion, if even these tortured young girls' prayers can overcome and overthrow the great temples of the idols. Finally, judge couldn't take it anymore and ordered this girl, Saint Martina, to be beheaded. And the whole city, at the exact moment of her death, they heard a voice from heaven saying, "Martina, ascend." and many in this way the people knew that this girl who had been innocently put to death had now ascended into heaven, being together with God. And again, because of this miracle, many idolaters in Rome converted to Christ and became Catholics themselves. Dear children, Martina was a girl who had a name of the god, a false god of war, but instead of the false god, she belonged to the Prince of Peace. And she, by her prayers, only with her prayers, made many idols tremble. And we should learn from her story, children, that we also must fight very hard against any idols we might cherish ourselves. Sometimes in our life we tend to love ourselves or our affection so much that these become almost like idols to us. There are so many people in the world, her children, who love anything more than God. Some people love themselves, some people love their children, some people love entertainment more than God, some people even love food more than they love God. And that can never be with us, children, because we are Catholics, and that means we worship and we give honor first and foremost and only to God Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth. Because, children, if we love God more than anything else in the world, God will also reward us, and He gives us anything we might desire. In this life, He gives us everything we need to save our souls, and then after our death, He gives us whatever we might desire in heaven, and even much more than we could ever imagine for. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.